This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here is today's entry in the Man, I Totally Have the Wrong Job file. There's been an explosion the past couple of years in competitive online gaming, known as esports. Apparently, professional video game players face off, sometimes for hundreds of thousands of dollars, in arenas filled with tens of thousands of fans, in matches that are broadcast around the world. Noah Nelson of Turnstile News has the story.
As it looks like two Envy players in the base, Krim checking all corners, let one player go out front, but didn't look left. And he will
two four-man teams of gamers, their shirts covered in corporate logos, play out an on-screen battle with intense focus. They, in turn, are observed by a studio audience, which peers into a control room constructed on a gunmetal stage. On the side of that stage are the play-by-play men, calling the action in suit and tie.
Sneaking through is going to make it a 2-1 lead for Complexity.
This is the sound of the World Championships for the video game Call of Duty, which had $1 million in cash prizes on the line in Los Angeles last month. These events are broadcast free online by Major League Gaming, an esports promoter that's been around since 2002, when most of America was on dial-up.
Internally, we refer to ourselves as the EESPN.
Sundance DiGiovanni is the co-founder and CEO of MLG.
I saw things like extreme sports taking off and realized that we were on the verge of this technological revolution that was going to allow us to have a global connected digital sport.
MLG built its success by promoting live events for shooter genre games like Call of Duty and Halo. These are pumped up versions of the gamer tradition of having friends over to play in front of the TV. The spread of broadband in the United States leveled the playing field, making it possible for even more gamers to compete as pros.
Without broadband internet, you simply can't practice games at a professional level.
Jason Lake should know. He's the founder and CEO of Complexity Gaming. Its Call of Duty team took home the $400,000 grand prize at the World Championship.
Complexity in its simplest form is, like the LA Lakers of video games, except we play multiple games instead of just basketball.
It has the look of a lot of new media companies, one part talent agency, one part marketing firm. Complexity lets the players keep the competition prize money, instead making its revenue from marketing deals.
We're always keeping an eye on the next game because it's our business to do so, as we need to find the stars and get them under contract before our competition does.
Lake compares the current state of esports to the Wild West. MLG has locked up official Call of Duty matches and has even started its own streaming platform. Other promoters, like the Electronic Sports League, are using the game streaming juggernaut Twitch TV as their platform of choice.
In the top left, it's CJ Hero!
This recent match event in Katowice, Poland drew more than 643,000 simultaneous viewers at its peak, double the previous record. A new generation of gamers is discovering esports, and what was once a subculture inside a subculture is on the verge of going mainstream. In Los Angeles, I'm Noah Nelson for Marketplace.
Noah's story was produced for us by Turnstile News. That's a project of Youth Radio.